From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Brad Heller and the Fustics.
Everyone's just sitting around, waiting to be transformed. Thinking some immaculate intervention deliver them from this town. Kids lighting up in their rooms, ambition is 6 feet under. They see the same losers day in, day out, never dreaming and letting loose. I don't wanna live like that, swear to God I never will. I've got a bust out of this place. Y'all head any direction, I won't batter which. Baby, I've just got a bust out of this place. I'm sick and tired of those old fools, man. They just wanna talk of the past. Those glory days don't matter anymore. Those suckers think it all lasts. My buddy offered me some suit and desk job just the other day. I laughed and said I ain't sticking around that long. But does he know he's a liar anyway? I don't wanna live like that. Swear to God I never will. I've got a bald staff in this place. I'll hit any direction, it don't matter which. Path I take, hey, baby, I've just got a bust out of this place. Not a dream. I was driving back from Mexico. Saw a vision of the promised land. I didn't go. I just kept driving through the night with the cool air city in. I made a promise that I'd never settle for anything, never again. I don't want to live like that. Swear to God I never will. I've got a bust out of this place. I'll hit any direction, it don't matter which path I take. Hey, baby, I've just got a bust out of this place. Sugar, I've just got a bust out of this place.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of our program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th season. and this is our 693rd live studio performance. Following many weeks of stay-at-home and distancing restrictions, the Performance Hall at Arts Place is, yes, once again available to us, and we're so glad to be back with you. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. And for now, our Wednesday performances will take place without a live in-studio audience. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Our guests tonight come to us from North Carolina. Please welcome Brad Heller and the Fusticks.
Sun upon my face, no longer taste the flavor of my days. Reverend half cocked in some pseudo poet face. Now I'm caught in this brilliant masquerade. Like a squatter, I've got nowhere to go. Like a pauper, there are things I'll never own. Trapped while the walls are closing in deadly slow. Even your touch can save me from what I know. Life is always what you fear. Small victories only lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The only solace I have is you, my Lynchburg queen. Nicotine, bourbon, and broken sleep. My good wages remind me of this carousel of defeat. I'm a bit more stable than the martyrs in the street. They revolt blindly with no blisters on their feet. Life is always what you fear. Small victories only lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The only solace I have is you, my Lynchburg queen. Here's a rip down, like clear-cut trees. My search for liquor is the only way I'm able to believe. Since I've seen the horizon line, I'm drowning in a sea of dead and Wall Street crime. Through a journey we'll walk, through broken and bitter times. Promise me you'll walk beside me, not behind. Life is always what you fear. Small succeed and lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The only solace I have is you, my Lynchburg queen, my Lynchburg, my Lynchburg queen, my Lynchburg queen.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Brad Heller and the Fusticks. Here's Brad.
Welcome, listeners, to Red Barn Radio. We're presenting you with an evening of music and conversation with Brad Heller. A good beginning might be, where'd you come from? Where are your roots?
My roots are in Arizona.
How long did you live there?
Pretty much through high school, and then I left for a while and went to college and came back sporadically, but pretty much left after high school and came back for months at a time.
You still have an attachment to Arizona?
A good portion of my family still lives there. They're spread all over the country, but some of my roots still there. My mom's still there and my brothers. All in healthcare.
Is the place where you came from, where you were born, important for you musically speaking?
Yeah, absolutely. I use a lot of Western imagery in my songs. And since I moved to North Carolina, I use a lot of Southeastern too, but I've never lost that. I continue to write about the West and the expansiveness and the caliche. I write about the, in a couple of my songs, I mentioned the Western mud, which is called caliche.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't want to deal with it. It's mud that's harder than rock. You have to use a jackhammer to get through, and it only cuts off bit by bit by bit, so it takes for hours just to dig a hole.
So digging a hole, no good. Driving on it is fine. You're not going to get stuck in that kind of
mud. No. But it's a backbreaking job that I did for $6 an hour for my brother, and I still think he owes me money.
as what, a post-hole digger?
I was a plant digger. Yeah, it was not. I found better ways to make a living.
Dim my eyes, they're not fit for any faith to reside. Blinded by God's will and might, I woke with only the notion to survive. Dim my soul like a gasoline fire out of control. The burn is taking its toll. To my incinerated soul, and that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days. Dim your touch, it has faded in the desert and dust from that selfish night in August. All I know is your final clutch, and that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days, in 1,000 days. There are those who live by the unseen. I lie frozen every night, unable to dream. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Dim this time. Caught in a crater of inescapable size, blinded and battered from trying to rise. Damn this fucking time. Damn this fucking time. Damn this fucking time. And that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days. In 1,000 days, in 1,000 days, in 1,000 days,
1,000 days. How about your family? Do you have a brother and do you have other siblings?
I've got 4 brothers and a sister.
Oh, wow.
They're kind of spread all over, but like I said, a couple of them still live in Arizona. We're pretty close-knit, I'd say. We try to spend the holidays together, but it's tough getting, you know, when families start to expand and whatnot. And I'm on the road a lot, so it's difficult getting together, but we try to stay in touch.
Music a big deal growing up in your household?
Yeah, especially my older brother kind of brought it into everybody. He actually plays hardcore metal. And he plays overseas and everything. He's a big speed metal, thrash metal guy. So he still does it. And he kind of got the rest of us into it, but we kind of ventured into the folk arena a little bit more, in the rock and roll arena.
The time that you were born into, what was the era? Just out of curiosity, you know? You know, it's like there's so many things that shape us, right?
We grew up kind of in a household where you had to work all the time, because I grew up on a ranch of 12 acres, and it's still the same ranch. We grew up on Saturdays, you had to get up, you had to do work. Doesn't matter if you were hungover or not. You had to get up and pull weeds and dig holes and rake the desert. I didn't understand why we were raking the desert. It's the desert, but we had to do it. My dad was a wonderful man, but he was a surgeon, so he was pretty disciplined. He was in the service, too, so we kind of had to abide by the rules. But it wasn't a thundering hand. It was just, you know, you want to do what you want to do, you get your stuff done at home first.
So military, did church come into play?
They try to make that work. We'll touch on that a little bit later, one of my songs. But all throughout my life, I went to Catholic high school, and just something that didn't really interest me the older I got.
Well, you never know when time will abide. You just sow your seeds and beg for the roots to rise. There's a constant stream of doubt and self-pride. Jesus, I can't explain how some survive. I've been running roads that seem to never end, and waging battles in which I can't contend. Working backwards seems to suit my trends. A criminal of a truth I could break or bend. Why do visions weigh upon your soul? Why can't a steady touch be enough to heal and console? There are no more parades for the boys to attend. And I wonder when this American burden will end. Now I'm caught in the crossfires of a nation I don't know. I've been awakened by this rage beneath the undertow. And I'll hold it on my back like a 1,000-pound stone. Ever since my sins were left unatoned. Why do visions weigh upon your soul? Why can't a steady touch be enough to heal and console? There are no more parades for the boys to attend. And I wonder when this American bird will end. I've been cursed by this need to revel and rise. Through the blinding red dust, I'll fight my fight. Maybe one day I'll recognize what lays by my side. Why do visions weigh upon your soul? Why can't a steady touch be enough to heal and console? There are no more parades for the boys to attend. And I wonder when this American bird will end. Yeah, I wonder when this American bird will end.
before you got on a music path, you did some sports. So sports was really important to you going through high school.
Then high school and college, I played baseball, and that was a way to keep myself busy, pay for a little bit of school. That was my first career that ended in my mid-20s. I played minor league baseball for about 5 years all over the country. I was with the White Sox organization, the Texas Rangers. In fact, last year when we came out and saw you guys, I ran into one of my friends from the Texas Rangers, first time in 22 years, in some small town in Wisconsin, and we stayed with him. It was really weird. Now we're staying in touch all the time. It's great.
Huh.
You make a lot of bonds in sports, especially the higher up you go, so I still stay in touch with a few of my friends. It was a good path. You know, it just seemed to short, stocky, and no speed. Not a recipe for success.
You must have been able to hit, though.
I was a solid player. You know, I wasn't an elite prospect or anything, so I was what they call an organizational player.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is they have about two guys on every team that everybody else plays for, so those two guys can get to the big leagues.
You think it's harder to be a professional athlete or a professional musician?
That's a good question. I think music is more mind-wrenching, especially creating music and art is very difficult. Baseball has a system, you know, 9 innings, 3 outs per inning, you know, you can't really change it. But music, it changes all the time. It's difficult, too. And you have to rely on other guys for music. In baseball, you can play 4 games and never get a, you know, you'd be in the outfield and never get a ball hit to you.
Time has found its way. Dreams still dance a silent dance through reflection and wounds. A memory stockpiled with beaten stands. I saw your face in landscapes through the rising sun and the severed moon like a nation fading by. I witness the affairs of my life begin to swoon. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. A calling I could not decipher, a voice that wouldn't translate. Through the armies of eagles, I vow to forever stake my claim. Through the distance, I left no transcript. My bloodline streamed a sterile black along the asphalt casino. I hoisted the flag of guilt upon my back. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. Within work there was no promise. Days were spent. Sun-stroked and scarred lungs. The deceptions finally came to light. I toiled like a migrant with no tongue. So I gambled beyond my means, seeking riches, invisible to grab, exploding bodies with no faces. I cleansed my skin in a drunken bath. A loss I couldn't fathom, sorrow one can quantify. Buried beneath the surface, I choked the final gasp of standing time. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. The moments that make you feel alive will sentence you in the end. I stand attention along this highway of sin. I stand attention along this highway of sin. Embracing solitude as penance, in regret, worn on a shield of disdain, I carried the torch of this American burden, traversing a lifetime of miles that spoke my name.
When people ask you to assign some kind of a genre to the music that you decided to play, what do you say? Are you comfortable with the designation of Americana, something we talk about ad nauseum here?
I think I was maybe 10 years ago. I think it's more rock and roll. I mean, we do a lot of stuff. But rock and roll is, you know, melting pot of a lot of different genres. But I think Americana has become so homogenized. It encapsulates so many different genres. I don't even know what it means anymore. People ask us, I like to say rock and roll, or I like to say roots rock. Roots rock, or
yeah.
I like that one a lot. We use that on some of the promos and stuff.
Roots seem sort of resonates with us and what we do here, too.
You say I gotta move on. It's way too late. I'm gone, gone, gone. Beating along the coastline in a hurricane. Truth be told, I never had a chance. Could never escape those brilliant hands. Fine as a surgeon, strong as a train. Cause nothing remained. Same cheap label every night. I give my fill, but I still survive. The bootlegs are my Bible. Death is my creed. Every week I honor the pain. To make it real, I must do it again. Spread the sinner's soul and recovery. Cause time's the enemy. When I envision your eyes, eternal gaze can paralyze. Trapped in a moment I can't escape. Nothing will ever be the same. Generations releasing hands can poison the blood of the land, tilling the soil for the seeds of apathy. Pull the highway, I ain't got no home. The asphalt's my solace and stronghold. I dream of your face, I dream of your face, I dream of your face, I dream of your face. I dream of your face.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Brad Heller and the Fustics. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Brad Heller and the Fustics after this break.
Well,
this is Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style.